Well, Rick Santorum made a pretty bold prediction yesterday that turned out to be not quite so accurate.
What a big day this is going to be, and I'm predicting we're going to surprise a lot of people in Michigan tonight.
In fact, Rick Santorum did not pull off a win in Michigan, at least as where the popular vote comes. Mitt Romney won both Michigan and in Arizona. But now all sights are on Super Tuesday when 10 states go to the polls. And the big winner there would be the person who takes away Ohio. 66 delegates up for grabs. And it's an important state. No Republican has taken the White House without winning Ohio. Joining us now, James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's been following Santorum's campaign closely. So, James, the last poll that I saw showed that Rick Santorum was 10 points up in the polls in Ohio. Is that still the case, do you think, after Michigan's win, and why? Jim? We have a connection problem with Jim. Also with us, though, is Jack Boyle, who I can ask the same question. Jack is a registered Republican, Tea Party activist in Ohio. Jack, I understand you're supporting Mitt Romney.
That's correct, Celeste. Hello, how are you?
Thanks for joining us. Can you explain, though, why Ohioans seem to be favoring Rick Santorum at this point?
Well, I think there has been an ebb and flow in Ohio, just in the same way that we've seen across the country, where we've looked at one candidate and another. And I think Rick Santorum has had kind of the wind in his sails over the last few weeks. I actually saw some reporting yesterday that there was a poll that Santorum had come in about 7 points up, the idea being that it seemed to be closing again. So I think it's one of those situations where our vote isn't until next week, and people are now just focusing and seriously considering things. Up to now, it's been contests happening in other states, and so I think people are focusing really now on making that decision.
All right, that's Jack Boyle, registered Republican, Tea Party activist. And Jack, that interests me because many Tea Party activists are going with Rick Santorum as the more conservative of the two. Why not you?
Well, I think when it comes down to it, the choice is going to be who has the best chance of being successful in November. And I think that's part of what we saw in Michigan yesterday in particular, Rick Santorum made a great effort. He has raised issues that are important, but I think the decision that people made in Michigan yesterday was who has the best prospect of being successful in November, and I think that's my decision and my judgment on supporting Governor Romney, and I think other people will. Let me say it's far from unanimous among even the Tea Party groups and the 912 grassroots groups in supporting Santorum. There are many, many supporters of Santorum. There still are Gingrich groups. Frankly, the largest grassroots group in Cuyahoga County, which is the Cleveland area where I live, last Thursday at their meeting endorsed Romney. And so it's, there are a lot of people coming to play. As I say, we now are at the point of making our decision, and we are now focusing, in Ohio are focusing on that. And I think where yesterday was Governor Romney's firewall. He needed to win Michigan, and he did. I think Ohio now becomes Rick Santorum's firewall. He's going to need to win Ohio, and it remains to be seen whether he can do that or not.
So. Right. That's Jack Boyle, a registered Republican, Tea Party activist in Ohio, and also with us, and back with us, James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So, James, help us to understand what we call one of the most politically diverse states in the union. This is a state that scans the entire broad range of political opinions, from conservative to moderate all the way over to liberal.
Yeah, you've got urban pockets at the different corners, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and you've got rural voters. You do have a broad cross-section of the United States, and that's why Ohio's been such a bellwether state in national general elections in the recent past.
So who does that help? Anyone? No one?
Well, Santorum thinks it helps him. That's why he is, as Jack pointed out, targeting Ohio. He thinks that it's a state with a manufacturing base more typical of the country as a whole. He's trying to appeal to, kind of blue-collar voters to sort of broaden his base, broaden his appeal beyond that just of a social conservative. And Ohio has those kinds of voters.
And I'm going to take a listen to hear some comments that Rick Santorum made while he was campaigning in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
You look at where the population loss is in this country. You look at where the unemployment rate is highest. It's in areas where the government has shut down and made it virtually impossible for us to use our natural resources, to be able to get to that oil, to get to that coal, to get to that timber, whatever the case may be. Bureaucrats in Washington don't care about flyover country.
A flyover country is something that probably plays pretty well in Ohio. Those same issues he's talking about there, losing population, places where disinvestment from the government has caused problems for people in the state, that plays as well in Ohio as it does in Michigan, does it not?
It should, and there's the added advantage for Rick Santorum that Mitt Romney wasn't born there.
Right. All right. So that's James O'Toole. He's a political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jack Boyle is a registered Republican and Tea Party activist in Ohio. And Jack, part of the state, when one would assume, is leaning towards Santorum, partly because they border on Pennsylvania. That is Rick Santorum's state.
I guess there's probably some of that. I actually think there's really very little of that. We don't particularly think of Santorum as being a kind of a local relation to us. I think, his appeal is much more on a policy basis. There are, very conservative voters in Ohio, and Santorum's has a message that appeals to those people. I don't think it's the fact that he's from an adjacent state. I think it's because of the issues that he talks about. On the other hand, I think Governor Romney's made, a very good, very understandable and forthright appeals on those issues as well. I think in Ohio, you mentioned a flyover country. I think our perspective is that a lot of Ohio's problems are self-inflicted. Certainly, the federal government's been a problem, but we've done a pretty terrible job of managing our own economy over the last 30 years. It is those economic issues, those job issues, those tax and spend competitive issues that Ohio's focusing on right now. And I think that's the message that Romney has. That may help him
in the end. Well, we'll have to see as we get closer to Super Tuesday. That's Jack Boyle, a registered Republican and Tea Party activist in Ohio, and James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Thanks to both of you. And now let's check in some other headlines that we're following. It's a quarter past the hour. One person has been killed, 13 injured, after what's thought to be a tornado hit a trailer park in southwest Missouri. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has declared a state of emergency after a powerful storm pounded parts of his state. The declaration covers areas southwest of Topeka, where a number of homes and a church have been damaged. The condition of one person remains critical. The three judges who were set to lead the trial of 16 U.S. citizens in Egypt have all decided to pull out of the case. All the defendants work for non-governmental organizations, and they include the son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. They've been charged with using illegal foreign funds to foment unrest. Those are charges that they deny. Europe's central bank has once again been forced to intervene in the ongoing Eurozone debt crisis, this time offering up more than $700 billion in low-interest loans. The offer is open to 800 banks across the European Union, yet another attempt to help banks improve their liquidity. You're listening to The Takeaway, and you can always give us your views at our website, thetakeaway.org. For example, we'd love to hear from you about leaps you've taken on this leap day. This is the 21st birthday of Ohio woman Dorothy Fulton, born back in 1928. She told the Marietta Times she'll be three times this week. My son's taking me out to dinner, she said, and he said to keep Saturday open for a celebration, too. So we want to hear how you're celebrating leap day. Are you taking a leap, whether it's literal or metaphoric? Either way, we want to get your stories, leap stories, on this leap day, 8778-MY-TAKE, and you can join the conversation at our Facebook page as well. Coming up, a conversation from the TED Conference. John Cockenberry is there this week, and he speaks to T. Boone Pickens, an oil man who's trying to reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.